Can you explain to everyone what this disease is and how horses get it?
Absolutely. EPM is a really fascinating disease, and at the risk of being long-winded, I'm going to try to kind of break it down. We'll start with just what EPM stands for. And so the E is for equine. So this is a disease of horses, of course, which is why we're all here talking about it. And the P stands for protozoa, and that's the kind of organism that's involved. It's a single-celled organism. There are a couple different types that cause the disease. And then myeloencephalitis is a pretty million-dollar word. And to break that down, myelo refers to the spinal cord. Encephalo refers to the brain, and itis is inflammation. So taken together, that is inflammation of the brain and/or spinal cord that's caused by a protozoal organism in horses. And as far as horses get it, I'll try again to kind of keep this as brief as I can while hitting the kind of key points of it. It's actually a really interesting life cycle, and everyone immediately thinks of the opossum, and that is definitely the biggest player here. And the opossum is the animal that will spread the organism that's infectious to horses, and the horses will get the disease by eating the hay or drinking water that's contaminated with these little organisms that are spread by the opossum. But there are other animals that are involved in the life cycle, at least partially, and those can include things like skunks or raccoons, or actually even armadillos in some parts of the country. So they play a role as well, but the opossum is definitely the biggest player. And the kind of most important thing I want to drive home about when horses get the disease is that many, many, many horses will see the organism. They will consume the organism, and their body might make some antibodies against the organism, but only a very few of those horses that see the organism and come into contact with it will actually get the disease that we know as EPM.